these TikTokers just destroyed their lives as they could face up to 10 years in prison, all for the dumbest ways possible to get attention on TikTok. Starting with these absolute morons who impersonated ICE agents for an alleged TikTok prank. I mean, there are no words for how stupid impersonating a government official is for some simple social media attention. Dudes belong in the Hall of Fame of morons. So this all broke when Temple University in Philadelphia released a message to its community stating this. On February 1st, 2025, just before 10 p.m., three individuals were involved in the disruption of a business. Reports indicate that two individuals were impersonating U.S. Immigration Enforcement Unit, ICE, agents, wearing shirts with police and ICE white lettering. The third individual with the two impersonators were recording the interaction. I get they're trying to be edgy with the new president in place and the recent uptick of deportations, but impersonating a federal agent for a TikTok prank will always end terribly. How stupid do you have to be? Where was the upside here? Ha, funny video? But the place doesn't even make sense.
Tonight, two people are wanted for allegedly impersonating ICE agents on Temple's campus. And Joanne, police say one of those involved is a Temple student.
That's right. Philadelphia police, right now the lead agency on this investigation. One student was arrested so far, and there is a newly released surveillance photo of one of the other suspects. Student prank or stunt for social media clicks or whatever it was. Police here and at Temple are calling this a serious crime.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania, impersonating a federal agent can be up to 2 years in prison. Again, the calculations on the potential upside versus downside here are completely botched. Like, this is an absolute disaster for their life.
No joke here. Philadelphia and university police are calling it a crime. And they arrested Temple University senior 22-year-old Aiden Stiegelman for impersonating an immigration and enforcement officer.
I mean, he played himself. Dude went from LARPing as the enforcer to getting enforced. It's safe to say he effed around a bit too much and simply found out. And apparently they did this at an on-campus Insomnia Cookies location, which is such a random spot to be doing this as well, because there's no way that's believable. Imagine seeing two college kids walking in wearing a garbage knockoff government agency ICE shirt, screaming ICE ICE. And then they have some dude walking behind them with like a Canon 80D or whatever, you know, the full-on vlogging camera. I feel like it would just be one of those moments where it gets silent for a couple seconds and then the chatter just continues. And now the dudes are facing prison time for this. For what? Was impersonating a federal agent really worth it? But they're currently looking for his friend.
All right, well, take a look. Here is a newly released surveillance photo of one of the suspects. You can see a black t-shirt. On one side, it says police. On the other side, it says ICE.
Right. Okay, clearly these guys are just geniuses and are clearly speedrunning the resume gap. Oh, can you explain that resume gap right there? Yeah, that's when I impersonated a federal ICE agent for a TikTok video and went to prison. That's just not gonna sound good on a resume or in any interview whatsoever. Like, come on, guys, let's do a little bit better here. And at this point, they already have his friend and his picture, so it won't be long until they find the other guy. But if you ever wanted to take control of your digital footprint and reduce the amount of information about you on the internet, well, data brokers are the problem, because we've all signed up for something with our number, and then suddenly you're being spammed by all sorts of telemarketers and scammers, because data brokers, too many of them before them, because they'll manage to keep 48 hours if I was going to sit here. Problem. This has already been a massive tip of the iceberg for what data collectors collect through history. So if anybody could help you, you can go to Incognito right now. Talk prank. Continue the video. Now for possibly an even dumber TikTok prank. Meet Kane and Lane. Of course their names rhyme. They are 18 and 19, I guess, Gen Z's version of Beavis and Butthead, as they went on to do one of the dumbest things possible just for some basic TikTok attention. Because for some reason, they thought this would be a great idea to follow elementary school kids home from school and then ask if they want to get kidnapped. All for a TikTok video. How stupid do you have to be? Who sits there and goes, you know what? I know what we're going to do today. We're going to stalk elementary school kids home and ask them if they want to get kidnapped, because that's great TikTok prank content. And this news, it broke from a Facebook post by Kyle Police Department in Texas, where it was stated two males were arrested after approaching children and asking if they wanted to be kidnapped. At approximately 3:20 p.m. on Wednesday, January 29th, a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old were walking home from Negley Elementary School when the suspects followed and approached the children. The children immediately contacted their parents, who notified Kyle Police Department. Upon arrival, the suspects told police officers they were repeating a social media prank. Officers subsequently arrested Kane, 19, and Lane, 18, both of Kyle, on charges of terroristic threats. Hayes Consolidated Independent School District officials have been notified of the incident. I mean, this is mind-bogglingly stupid and disgusting by these two guys. Leave kids out of your social media content, especially if they are not in on it. Everything that involves harassing strangers in public for your own content is garbage behavior, especially when it involves kids. And don't get me wrong, the man on the street content, there's nothing inherently wrong with that, as long as you ask for permission to use these people as content for your own videos. Like, there's a big difference between that and one of those man on the street guys who are just like, hey, do you want to be a part of this video? And then they offer them $1 or a mystery box. There's nothing inherently wrong with that, especially when you compare it to literally stalking kids home from school, then yelling, hey kids, do you want to get kidnapped? You played yourself at that point. That is literally a life skill issue. That's not only a content skill issue, that's a life skill issue, buddy. Like, because now they're facing up to 10 years. So Law and Crime dropped an article of the situation, which also gives us the mugshots. And this is where the information is slightly conflicting, because the police alleged that the guys were 19 and 18. Meanwhile, Law and Crime is saying it was 19 and 17. I'm gonna believe the police department as of right now, but we'll see. But here the article says, a twisted social media prank in which a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old from Texas followed elementary school students home from school and asked if they wanted to be kidnapped has landed two teens behind bars on charges of making terroristic threats. So you have Kane and Lane, who were caught Wednesday after following a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old as they walked home from elementary school. The pair approached the two kids and asked if they wanted to be kidnapped as part of a prank for social media. The children immediately contacted their parents, who notified Kyle Police Department, and upon arrival, the suspects told officers they were repeating a social media prank. Sadly, this isn't a new trend. This is just something that one idiot decided to do, and then a bunch of idiots decided to follow suit. And now a bunch of these idiot followers are now facing up to 10 years in prison. But a large creator who's done stuff like this recently is known as Canel, where he would just go to a Walmart and say this.
Yo, little kid. What's good, bro? Psst, can I kidnap you?
No.
I got Wi-Fi. Yo, look at this. Would you eat one of these?
No.
Why are you scared? Nah, they're not falling for the Wi-Fi thing anymore. Maybe if I said, I got fried chicken? Watermelon? Glock 19?
The problem is, like, while that one isn't too bad, like, I still wouldn't want some random stranger to use my kid for content. But at least they were in public and the kid wasn't elementary school age, and he didn't come across as scary, at least. Unfortunately, though, it inspires other morons to attempt similar content, which clearly landed this Beavis and Butthead here into facing 10 years in prison. But Canal has other videos that are just straight up uncomfortable to watch.
Come here.
Sir?
Come here. Come here. Come here. You won $10.
Thank you. Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Like, that is over the line. Like, scaring a child for content shouldn't be acceptable, no matter if you give them $10 or not. And again, this inspires other morons to try out these videos, as clearly they go viral. This is definitely one of the dumber stories I've seen today, other than, I guess, this one. This one's jaw-droppingly stupid. How did you make it that far in life to begin with if you're dumb enough to do something like this? Back to these guys' ages. The New York Post also reported they are 19 and 18. So I'm just gonna say that they're 19 and 18. So if this is true, both of them could be facing up to 10 years in prison as they were arrested for making terroristic threats. And in Texas, that could be a max sentence of 10 years. So, hey, GG, another TikTok prank that got people arrested. It's only been a couple months since we covered this duo who thought it was a good idea to do a TikTok school shooter prank at a university cafeteria. Yeah, absolute morons. And that also ended with them being arrested, and they're also facing 10 years in prison each. So very similar to the current story where everyone's facing 10 years in prison. It'll actually be interesting to see what happens here, because it's hard to judge this early when we don't really have all the details here. It will be interesting to see if they release the TikTok videos they were filming to give us some context on what actually happened, other than the small details that we have. It'll also be interesting to see how they plea. But other than that, I mean, YouTube thinks you'll enjoy this video. And if you're new here, feel free to subscribe, and I'll hopefully see you guys in the next video. Peace.